Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 569 for May 15th, 2008. ThinkGeek's USB tape dispenser. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit Audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. Here it is, a Thursday. That means it's time to say hello to the sun, good night to the moon, and welcome to the Daily GizWiz. A brand new day and a brand new gadget, Mr. Dick DiBartolo. How are you, Dickie D?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm very, very well. We're sending video. You know, thousands of people are watching us now at the new TWiT Live, which is at twitlive.tv. And you can watch us record these, which is kind of fun. I mean, there's a negative set to it, though. Because, and people have said this.
That you can see me?
Yeah, that's part one. And you can see me is part two. Part three is that if you listen to us record, then you don't want to, you know, it's like it kind of uses up your gizwizzes. You know,
well, the thing
no
is
surprise.
To watch it with your fingers in your ear.
Oh, yeah. Don't listen. There you go.
You know what? Put on headphones and play music over the headphones.
And then you'll be surprised
read
when
off,
you hear what we were talking about.
Read off lips, make notes, and then listen to the Daily GizWiz to see how close you got to what we said. No?
That's kind of like the What the Heck Is It contest.
Yeah, exactly. You know, look at what the heck are they saying contest?
Hey, we can now say what that was, by the way. What was that? Was it an orange?
What was
orange squeezer?
Oh, no. Actually, three people got it right. About 500 people said, are you out of your mind?
It's obvious.
Button extender,
yeah.
And now you're just doing an orange juicer. Are you nuts? No.
We should explain what this is. Dick on his webpage at gizwiz.biz every month has a picture of some gadget and says, what the heck is it? If you get it, I think the first 12 people to get it correct win an autographed copy to Mad Magazine. Another 12 who just come up with a crazy, funny.
Or another 24, actually. I give away 36. 24 people who come up with silly answers to what it is can win a Mad Magazine.
So now, the 2 months ago, in March, you did a pants extender. It was really easy, although I didn't get it.
Yes. I can't believe you didn't get it.
It was easy, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, I know. And
I like Mark. Was it Mark Zuckerning who said it's a button storage unit?
It's a button storage device.
I like that.
And someone else said it's a button inspector's device, so he can make sure that
sizer.
Every buttonhole.
Yeah.
It's very close.
It's a button
it's
sizer. So this one really did look like a juicer.
Exactly. And if you go to my website and click on Are You a Winner, there's a picture of last month's device. And also, Leah, if you go there's a picture of what it really is. It looks like an orange juicer. It is the roller drying cup.
A roller drying cup. So
yes,
if you have wet rollers?
Yes, from painting the wall.
Oh, from a wall painting rollers. I get it.
Right. It stands down over that hub. It's a place to dry. The extra paint rolls off the roller into the cup. And the cup has that little spout, so it looks like a juicer, but that's to pour the excess paint back into the can.
And only three people got that.
Only three people got it, but I got some wonderful thing. A sombrero for a canary.
That's good.
A new kind of hat worn by Devo.
All right.
A kosher yarmulke dryer. A yarmulke dryer.
I think that's good.
Yeah. The original spear hat.
Which, by the way, was our April Fool's
gadget.
Thing. Yeah.
A floating donut holder to keep donuts dry while you're in the swimming pool.
I love it.
A Pac-Man medical experiment that has gone terribly wrong. A pacifier for a very large baby. They're very funny. A pirate's eye patch that doubles as a lime juice to prevent scurvy.
Just crazy stuff. We have very funny listeners.
For the sedentary rodent, a stationary hamster wheel.
I like that.
It's just, what can I tell you? I all week long, I've been thinking about your studio, Leo. When I was a kid, my father had finished our basement. You know, we lived in a three-story brownstone in Brooklyn, and the basement was a finished basement, which was unusual. And I built my own radio studio.
There you go.
Now, the difference between what we're doing now and my radio studio is my radio studio only broadcasted to the front lawn. So
that's pretty much the same as it is now. Not much different.
Yeah, but your lawn is bigger than
I have
mine.
A bigger lawn, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I was a kid that played pranks, and so I hit a speaker in the hedges, and sometimes I would turn out the lights and be on microphone, and someone would park in our driveway, and I would go, "The white zone is for unloading only. The red zone is for passing." And they would get out and they'd look at the curb trying to figure out, where's the white, where's the red, where's that voice coming from? But now when you're building a studio, and every once in a while during the week I click in, it's just great.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because essentially I'm just a big kid with the same thing. I'm like Rupert Pupkin in The King of Comedy, who built the talk show set in his basement and then kidnaps Jerry Lewis so that he can have somebody to interview, you know? I mean, it's not that much different than that. This is just a kid's
Jerry Lewis?
I've got him tied up in the other room, yeah. You want to meet him?
Okay. When I come out there, just keep him in the closet until I get there.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea, because he's a little angry right now. No, I mean, it really is. That's what it is. I mean, I'm fortunate there are a few people watching. There are about 1,000 people watching the video right now. And, of course, as you know, we get tens of thousands of people listening to the show. But it's essentially the same thing. I never grew up, and I'm just doing that.
No, it's great. And by the way, when you said tens of thousands, we should reassure people that, remember when you said there are only 6 listeners and you named them?
Yeah.
I got dozens
people believe
of
that
no,
saying no.
There were seven. I'm number 6. Whoever you are, whatever you are, we love you.
Yes.
And I'm starting the gadget today, Leo. Now, I can't see what I'm doing. I'm looking up. Can you see it?
I see it fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just show it to the camera as if you could see it. Pretend you can see it.
Okay.
You don't need to see it.
Okay, very good. So now, what is this?
What is that? It looks like a stapler.
What? Take another look.
All right, let me look a little closer. Oh, it's a Scotch tape dispenser.
Okay. Would the GizWiz be showing you a Scotch tape dispenser?
If it dispensed toothpicks at the same time, you might.
Well, we might be getting close. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to turn it this way.
Yeah.
Can
now,
you see something now?
I see something. I don't know. I can't quite make out what that is. Is it a television screen?
LED light. LED light.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
It's an LED light-up Scotch dispenser. Tape dispenser.
Well, I'm going to turn it all the way around and give it away. This is from ThinkGeek. I love multitasking. Think Geek loves multitasking. This is a Scotch tape dispenser.
USB Scotch tape dispenser.
With 4 USB ports that can point in any direction. Now, the one silly thing is I'm not quite sure why they put a USB port on the front of the stapler, because there's a little warning label that says, watch out for the cutter for the Scotch tape. But the 4 in the back are actually pretty clever. So it comes with the cable, the one cable that connects it to your computer. And then you have a manual Scotch tape dispenser. But on your desk, you now have 3 USB ports that can be rotated in any position over 180 degrees. And what's neat about
it... Wow, actually, that's really, really handy.
Yeah, Leo, it really comes with a roll of sticky tape, and it's $12.
I totally need that.
$12.
Including tape.
Including tape. LED light on the front so that you know it's getting USB power. It's USB 2.0. So I think this is really neat. It's let me just look at my note here. I think they just call it the multifunction USB tape dispenser from thinkgeek.com.
Very, very cool.
Isn't that fun? Doesn't you? Wouldn't you say this puts your toothpick bird to shame? You know it's going to happen. We should market a toothpick bird with USB outlets in his tail. No, I guess not.
I think okay. No, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to call Jennifer at ThinkGeek right now. We've got the toothpick bird. You see, there it is. And I think we should just, I could probably have Colleen mod that and we'd have a prototype for you. It'd be a USB toothpick bird.
Toothpick bird. Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Maybe we could combine that with a Scotch tape dispenser. And then every need I'd have on my desk, if you could put a microphone in there, I'd really be set.
Yeah, and a soup can.
Soup can for my meatball soup, a little travel clock, soup. Calculator.
Did you just come from a wedding? Where do you get wedding soup on a Tuesday or a Thursday?
I don't know.
Depending on when you're listening to this.
I don't know. At the wedding soup store. Don't you have a wedding soup store?
Okay. We have Soups R Us.
Soups R Us. Hey, well, I remember that Seinfeld episode with a soup Nazi. He was a real person, right?
Yes.
Did you ever go to that guy?
I never did. I was too intimidated.
He's scary.
They used to draw lots as to who was going to
go. Who was going to go? Because he'd yell at you.
Yeah.
He'd say, no soup for you. But you would actually, send somebody from Mad Magazine to his store. The loser would have to go get the soup.
Yes. And I don't know if it was in all the papers, but locally, evidently, Jerry Seinfeld himself went there to apologize, and the guy wouldn't hear of it. He didn't want to talk to him.
Really? He was mad about the whole thing.
He was mad.
But he made him famous. But that's his shtick, I guess. He's just angry.
Yes, I think that's exactly right.
He's just angry about everything.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's time to do a little bit of a mention of our fine sponsor. And you know who I'm going to talk about here. The lovely, the talented Audible.com, baby.
Yeah. I meant to tell you that they have, as I recall, they have 45,000 books.
That's right.
And I think you should copy them all for that lady who is rowing across.
Roz, you know what her name is? You're going to love this. Roz Savage. She is an amazing woman.
Tell me again. She's rowing across the ocean or just around the world? What is she doing?
just around the world. She wrote, a couple of years ago, she solo rode the Atlantic. And from the Canary Islands to, I can't remember where in the U.S. But anyway, so she rode the Atlantic solo. No big deal. Now she's going to do the Pacific. No woman has ever done this before. She will solo. She's going to do it in three parts. It's going to take her 3 years. Her first trip is from the California coast, just a little north of us, to, I think, Hawaii. And then from Hawaii to like Fiji and then Fiji to Australia. But anyway, it's a really great story. She's an amazing woman. And we're going to do a podcast with her. So we underwrote the satellite phone for her. So she's going to have a satellite phone. And we will talk to her at sea. And the other thing, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, is I'm going to get her an iPod loaded with Audible books. And we're going to find out what she's listening to as she's rowing across the ocean.
Oh, great.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have, you know, you can't watch TV in the middle of the Pacific. So, I mean, besides the fact that she's...
Well,
they shut it down. Actually, you probably could if you had a satellite, but she doesn't bring a satellite to
it.
It's just a robot.
You just drop a cable. You hook up to
the cable. Oh, the cable. It's right there, isn't it?
Right there. It's right under her boat.
Oh, you could just tow it out behind you as you go.
Exactly. But anyway, no, use the satellite phone.
I'll have to ask
sometimes
her about
it's hard,
that.
Sometimes it's hard to get under there and splice into that game.
Just a bit of a dive. So she loves audiobooks, and she's listened to a lot of them. So we're going to give, you know, and she actually brought an iPod. The last time, actually, was kind of sad. She can't, while she's rowing, listen with headphones. It doesn't work. So she had speakers in the boat. But the speakers weren't sufficiently sealed, and so much seawater got into them, they rusted out, and she couldn't listen. So about halfway through, her speakers fail, and she's no longer able to listen. So she's got a much better system. It's going to be nicely sealed. We'll give her an iPod for this. Over 300 titles, and so she's gonna get a lot of reading done while she's rowing.
Wow! Okay. But you know what? And you're going to get her new speakers so she can listen?
Yes. Yeah, they won't be blown out speakers. She'll have nice new speakers.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm just thinking what I would want if I were stuck in a rowboat for, I think it takes like 3 months. At least I would want some good books, but you don't want paper books because they're going to all get wet. And this is what's so great about audible.com. You know, you can't just think about it while you're rowing to work. You can't read a book. Your hands are tied up. So you can listen to a book at audible.com. And with 45,000 choices, there are plenty of books to listen to. You know what I got? One of the books I got are Sailing Solo Around the World. A very famous story. Oh, what's his name? The guy who goes around, the first guy to go around the world about 100 years ago, 150 years ago.
Oh, like Thor Heyerdahl?
I was going to give her Kon-Tiki, too, which is another good one.
Yeah, Kon-Tiki, that one.
Yeah.
Right.
So a lot of good choices, but that's the beauty of Audible. In fact,
Do you want to give her a book about someone who's done it successfully already? I don't think that's going to depress her, is it?
Well, he didn't row. He had sails.
Oh, okay.
She's doing it. No sails. Arm power.
Soupy sails?
Soupy sails is... I have actually a soupy sails question for you in just a second, but I'll save that for a moment. I just want to remind people, because this is the commercial, we don't want to get too far afield, that 45,000 titles, you can listen on almost any portable device. You could even a Kindle, and of course, any iPod, many portable devices. You could also burn to CD. So if you have a CD player in your boat or your car, you can listen that way. Or on your computer, audible.com/gizwiz. Go there today. Sign up. You'll get a free book. It is just a great thing. And whether you're rowing across the ocean or just heading down to the corner store, Get more reading done with audible.com/gizwiz. We do thank them for their support. Yeah.
Okay, our first letter that brings up a problem with having video. And something like this. It's from Brian Taylor, Walnut, California. I watched some of Leo's first day of production in his new studio, and it happened to be when you were recording next week's Daily Gizwiz episodes.
That's right.
Now I have nothing to listen to next week.
Sorry.
So please record some new episodes. You should probably record two sets every week. One set as usual on camera and another set off camera.
Of course.
For people who watch the first set being recorded. Yes, that's an excellent
idea. And then we'll have to do another set for people who have already listened to all of the Gizwizzes and need fresh ones because they've run out.
Exactly. So we should be doing three sets a week.
Three sets a week.
Well, right. Well, Brian Taylor, Walnut, California, it ain't going to happen.
Not going to happen. Hey, Alexa, here's a soupy sales deal. Have you ever heard of there's a web service, internet service called Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah. I just started like this week.
Twitter's really cool. It's, it's kind of weird. It's hard to explain. People kind of maybe are a little baffled by it, but essentially the idea is, you and your friends are on it and you just every once in a while, you could type a short message about what you're up to. And or a funny message or whatever. And then you kind of stand, it kind of builds this community around you. And it's really fun. And it's very popular among, a certain crowd. Well, guess who is on Twitter besides you and me? By the way, what's your name? Yes, yeah, Soupy Sales.
Yeah, I'm just as the Gizwiz.
You're the Gizwiz or just Gizwiz? G-I-Z-W-I-Z? Doug Gizwiz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what are you on as?
I'm Leo Laporte. It's kind of hard to remember, but I think you can manage.
Oh, okay.
Leo Laporte.
And Soupy's on?
Well, that's my question. Somebody who says he's Soupy Sales is on, and I'll tell you what, if you read his postings, it sure sounds like Soupy Sales. He's profane. He's very funny. But
I hope it's Soupy, because someone told me that Soupy was not in good health. Soupy's close to 80, I think
he'd be 82. It's probably somebody channeling in Soupy.
Yeah, I hope it's Soupy, because we worked together a few times. And
he's the greatest. I mean, I'm a huge fan.
Someone just the other day sent me that film clip of throwing pies with Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr.,
the Rat Pack,
Trini Lopez.
Wow.
William B. Williams, Ted Brown, who was a local disc jockey here. I mean, to see,
but that was his thing. He was very famous for throwing pies, right?
Throwing pies, and it got to the point where famous people just wanted to go and get hit with a pie. And he would get incredibly famous people to come in and say stupid things and hit him with a pie.
Maybe I need to do that. Maybe I should have a little pie when people come visit.
Start that June 22nd.
After you show up.
No, you can throw the Italian wedding
scene. I have to say, I grew up watching Soupy Sales on TV out of New York City. And he definitely, like Mad Magazine, I think my sense of humor very much influenced by him. And I think in many ways, what I'm doing today with this video is I think of this almost as the Soupy Sales show. I'm sitting at a desk. I could just imagine White Fang standing off camera going. I mean, I really feel like it's kind of like that.
Yes, exactly. And it was like anything goes.
Oh, yeah.
And,
he was such a pioneer.
That film. And, you know, there'd be a knock at the door. And the stagehands would do crazy things
exactly.
that he didn't. The show was live. And, you know, there's a clip that exists somewhere where they had a nude lady behind the door where the camera couldn't see her, but Soupy could. If you ever see that, if I ever come across that clip, I'll send it to you. Soupy spends 3 minutes on the floor, pounding his feet, hysterically laughing. That someone would have done that.
That's to me exactly, and that's why I love live. I think I grew up with that, and that.
Well,
sense
ask Colleen.
Of,
I don't Colleen if she feels like stripping and surprising you one day.
I don't know if we really want to have, but who knows? You know, I probably would fall down kicking
and
screaming.
It's in its infancy, and in 3 weeks when there's nothing left to do, we'll have to resort to that.
I don't think, you know, as long as it's not Dane, I'm okay with it.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, if it's Dane, maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not. Hey, Dick, maybe. We are out of time. I love these memories of Soupy Sales and in the great old days of yore, but I'm afraid.
And you're too.
And I'm afraid my is going to go, and you is going to be back tomorrow with a Gadget Warehouse Friday. Are you ready for it?
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.